The song is entitled Soulful Strut. It's recorded by Young Holt Unlimited. One of the writers of the song is Eugene Record, former late singer, lead singer for the Shy Lights. Yes, the same group who did Have You Seen Her. He wrote Have You Seen Her, he co-wrote Soulful Strut. Yes, I tell you what, that is one soulful song too. All right, here we go. Taking a look at e-cigarettes. Have any of you been turned on to e-cigarettes, electronic cigarettes? You know, we're abbreviating and shortening everything nowadays. It used to be Federal Express, now it's FedEx. Used to be United Parcel Service, and for a long time now it's UPS, and on it goes. So we started out with electronic cigarettes, and now they're e-cigarettes. Vapors, e-cigs. I want to ask you, even if you have not begun to, you know, even entertain the idea of vaping with e-cigs, have you reached the conclusion as to whether or not they are safe? A lot of problems with cigars, cigarettes, marijuana, and other stuff that can be smoked. But again, including particularly cigarettes. Cigars, not healthy. Don't see as much of them. Cigarettes, all over the place. And so e-cigarettes are supposed to be an alternative, and some would say a safe alternative to regular cigarettes. What is your take? Vaping, smoking e-cigarettes, is that safe or not? Well, I'm calling this discussion to vape or not to vape. And we're going to take a look at what some people are saying about it, what some organizations are saying about it as we do our back and forth with procon.org and look at what various people, various groups are saying about e-cigarettes. Let me give you some general info first. Nearly 11 million American adults use e-cigarettes. Now, I just shared with you now, more than 11 million American adults use e-cigarettes. What percentage of that 11 million would you say are under age 35? Of the 11 million American adults who use e-cigarettes, what percentage would you say are under the age of 35? Well, ladies and gentlemen, just about half, just about 50% of those 11 million American adults who use e-cigarettes are under the age of 35. How many high school students would you say use e-cigarettes? And give me a ratio. Give me a ratio. Would you say 1 out of 10? 1 out of 12? How many high school students use e-cigarettes? Would you believe 1 in 5? E-cigarettes are battery-powered devices that heat a liquid into an aerosol vapor that can be inhaled. The liquids often contain nicotine, which is derived from tobacco, and flavorings like mint, mango, or tobacco. So basically, vaping is the act of using the e-cigarette. Now, what year were e-cigarettes first introduced in the U.S.? You know, approximately what year? Approximately. Because sometimes it can be hard to just nail down the exact day. So give me an approximate year. Maybe the end of this year, maybe the beginning of that year. Around what year were e-cigarettes first introduced in the United States? It was indeed around 2006. Well, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA, has regulated e-cigarettes as a tobacco product since 2016. The Juul brand of e-cigarettes, you've seen these in the stores, J-U-U-L. The Juul brand of e-cigarettes, a vaporizer that's shaped like a USB drive, launched in 2015. And since then, it has captured nearly 75% of the market. becoming so popular that vaping is often referred to as juuling. Now, stay with me here. You know that very often when people want to get something to blow their nose, they'll ask for a Kleenex. And really and truly, even if it's not a Kleenex, they're okay with it. Because what they're really wanting is a tissue. Yes, they're really wanting tissue, whether it's toilet tissue, whether it's facial tissue. And it really doesn't matter to most people what brand of tissue it is. Kleenex is a brand. Kleenex is the name of one company that makes facial tissue. But that name, Kleenex, became so prevalent that people would start just saying, hey, when they started wanting facial tissue, rather than saying, pass me some facial tissue, or even saying, pass me some tissue, they would say, pass me a Kleenex. And I remember as a child, I think there was a time when I was a little confused because, yeah, I didn't know about branding and stuff like that. And so someone would ask me for a Kleenex, and I said, well, where is it? It's right there on the table. And I'm looking at the table, and I know I don't see anything with the word Kleenex on it. You know, I'm 6, 7 years old. I'm looking for what I was asked for, Kleenex. And so here we go. It had to be pointed out to me. Well, I meant tissue. It was tissue, but on the box, it had some other word on it. It didn't have the word Kleenex. I didn't know that they were getting ready to sneeze or whatever they needed the tissue for. All I know is they were asking for Kleenex. And so I had to kind of get it in my head that when a lot of people ask for Kleenex, they're not really looking for Kleenex. They want tissue. I remember listening to an accounting professor talking about the difference, you know, understanding what's happening when people get a certain brand in their minds. And you have to understand that really people are wanting the product type and not necessarily a particular brand of that product. The brand is the name that the company gives to the product, the actual name of the product that helps identify their product. And apparently, you know, a lot of them say, hey, look, these are the peculiar benefits that you'll get by buying this type of product from our company. And this is the name that our company puts on this type of product. Well, that brings us back to jewels. The Juul itself is not e-cigarette per se. It is the name of a brand. It is a brand name of e-cigarettes that has become so popular that people will say, well, you're Juuling. And it could be a totally different brand of e-cigarette. I mean, Juul is an e-cigarette, but it is not necessarily the only one. There are a number of brands of e-cigarettes out there. But the brand Juul, J-U-U-L, has caught on, has become so popular that people will often use the word Juuling when talking about vaping. Just like people will often talk about Googling when they're really talking about doing an internet search, and it could be with any number of browsers. They might be browsing with Firefox. They might be browsing with Internet Explorer. Yes, there are people still using Internet Explorer. They might be browsing with any number of browsers. But very rarely do you hear people say, oh, you want to get information on that? Well, just Internet Explorer it. Very rarely do you hear people say, well, Firefox it. But people will say, Google it. And okay, yeah, let me do that. And you may be using a browser that has nothing to do with Google. I mean, nothing to do with it, not even Google Chrome. It has nothing to do with Google. But that's how popular and how prevalent the brand has become. All right. When we come back, let's take a look at some of the pro-con statements. I'll give you a little bit more general information about vaping as we go along, but I want us to start with some of the pro-con debates about the safety of vaping. Back in just a few.